I once had an argument or a discussion with a friend about whether 50mm lenses are good for wildlife photography. I don't think they are, because you have to move yourself so close to the wildlife that they typically run away. But I have learned that they're not too bad in terms of insect or bug photography. So if there's any budding entomologists out there and you're looking for a good camera to take some pictures of bugs, you might consider a DSLR with a 50mm lens. Anyway, here we've got a picture called Bug on a Leaf, once again illustrating my terrible talent or lack of talent for naming photos, because it's just a bug on a leaf. But it's an example of what happens if you A, have a camera on you, and B, have your eyes open for photographic opportunities. We're playing in the yard. I think it was after work one day, and I noticed this bug climbing around in a tree. Nothing special. But I thought it might make it for a cool photo. So I grabbed the camera and figured I might as well try. I had to get really close, but thankfully he wasn't the kind of bug that liked to run around all over the place. I don't know what kind of bug this is. I've seen them in our yard. Whatever. They're not causing me any problems, so I leave him alone. He leaves me alone, as long as he's willing to let me take a photo. But how do you take a photo of a bug? How do you make it interesting? To do that, and I don't know if this is an interesting photo, that's up to you. I think it's kind of interesting. I decided to go from a low angle to give the bug sort of an imposing presence. Normally you see bugs from on top because we're much taller than they are. But if we look from from below, we see things we don't normally see on a little green bug. And I also like that the bug is in the context of a tree. He really stands out. If you look at this photo for the first time, immediately your eyes are drawn to the middle left portion with this big black bug, and then you see the tree, the leaves around him, and in the way background you see some more greenery that's blurred out, and that bug really stands out. And I like the orange tips on his antennae. I don't know, I think it turned out okay. And I don't know if it really does present the bug in a new and interesting light, but I think it's kind of interesting. You see his legs kind of askance as he's walking along, and maybe he's looking for something for dinner. I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. It was a bit tricky to nail the focus, though, especially at f2.8 and being so close up. You'll notice that the head of the bug is in focus, but his rear legs are not. That's about an inch of distance between what's in focus and what's not. If you're going to be doing stuff like this, you have to be really careful to nail that focus. If this was off by half an inch, it wouldn't look good. Even the tips of his antenna are out of focus, whereas he, the bug, the head of him, is in focus. And it's really critical if you're going to be taking photos of whatever, nature, people, anything, but especially if it's up close, you got to nail that focus. And I think I got it pretty good on this one. I hope I did. Maybe 2.8 was a little too sharp, but honestly, I don't think so, because otherwise there'd be too much depth of field. Right now we have a very, very shallow depth of field. If it was a wider aperture, f4, I think there'd be too much going on. You wouldn't see the sharp bug. You would see everything. There's a bit of a debate in the photographic community about the presence of iPhones and how iPhones are becoming one of the most popular cameras. Well, they really are the most popular camera in the world, or at least on Flickr. And this is a kind of shot that you can't really take with an iPhone. Sure, you could take a picture of a bug, but you wouldn't have that depth of field. You wouldn't have that sense of there's a foreground and the subject and then the background and then the way background because of the optics of the iPhone lens. It's one of the advantages of having a actual DSLR camera, or even if you've got a mirrorless or some other type of dedicated camera, you can create these photos, especially with the right lens, that you might not create otherwise with an iPhone. So if you do have an iPhone and you like using it for photos, great, that's awesome. As long as you're taking pictures you like, more power to you. But if you're looking to step up your game just a little bit, maybe invest in a dedicated camera, particularly one with interchangeable lenses, so you can try out these new photographic opportunities that your iPhone maybe isn't the best at. The bottom line, though, is whatever you have, whatever equipment you're working with, make sure you know it and you know how to operate it so that when these opportunities present themselves, that you can take the photo that you really want to take.